welcome today to this conference. I'm also given the opportunity to say a couple of other things before I introduce the first speaker. First, I'm going to take the liberty of saying that I am very proud of environmental defense. I am proud of environmental defense for a variety of reasons, but perhaps most importantly, I'm proud because environmental defense works to find ways to solve the problems and the challenges that we face. Environmental defense works with scientists and economists, lawyers, and others to come up with practical solutions to address the needs of the future. And on a day like today, which is really one of those great Austin beautiful days, I'd like to say it's like this every day, but it's certainly like it enough that it reminds us why many of us chose to live in Austin. And in a setting like this, at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, we tend to celebrate. We tend to celebrate what is beautiful about where we live, what is wonderful about this great state. And many times we don't step back and recognize that a day like today, in a place like this, is a significant reminder of our responsibility. Instead of just celebrating the glory of a day like today, we should also be reminded of the legacy that we hope to leave our children. And the truth is that right now, when it comes to issues like global warming, I believe we are celebrating the gifts, sometimes with insufficient pause, for talking about how we're going to preserve those gifts. Now, the good news is that Republican and Democratic governors of other states, including New Mexico and California, and mayors of over 300 cities are taking action. They're developing plans and strategies to be prepared for the shift in the climate. They're analyzing and looking at how we're seeing the effects or the impacts that warming will mean for wildlife, for coastal areas, for cities, businesses, for water resources, and other things that we celebrate and we depend on. Other states and other cities are looking at ways to reduce disaster vulnerabilities. They're trying to find ways that we might adapt and mitigate and recover from climate change. States are specifically looking at things such as natural resource management. Most importantly, they're also looking at things like water resources and how we can get ready to face the challenges that we know will occur. So here we are on this great day, in this great state, and in this great place, taking a moment to pause. Taking a moment to pause to talk about what we, in the state of Texas, need to be doing to prepare. And again, I'll kind of end where I started, and that is to say I'm proud that environmental defense is the one that's doing it. I'm also proud of a number of people that made today possible, and let me say thank you to those groups. The Houston Endowment, the Hershey Foundation, the Brown Foundation, the Meadows Foundation, the Magnolia Trust have provided great support to the Living Waters Project, including this conference. And I also want to thank the Powell Foundation, the Truell Foundation, for the contributions they make to environmental defense work. And there are other folks here today and foundations and funds that make such a big difference.